So, Matt, you know, Eric Finkelstein will be with us in a little bit to talk about the obesity epidemic. But you, I understand, have some other health news for us.
I do. Everybody's talking about obesity. It's sort of like the hip new kid on the epidemic block.
Yeah.
I like my epidemics classic.
Old school?
Old school. You know, sort of like the mom and apple pie of epidemics is cigarettes. And that's what I'm here to talk to you about today.
Cigarettes. That is so old school. That's like PSAs from childhood. I read the World Health Organization said this week that by the year 2100, over 1 billion people will die from tobacco use.
That's absolutely right. And the tobacco companies, I think, are always the first ones to respond to public health concerns.
Absolutely.
They've developed some new variations on the cigarette that are still delicious, yet refreshingly less deathy.
Deathy. Yeah, sure. Well, you can't let terrifying scientific data get in the way of a successful industry, can you?
No. And Marlboro has two new types of cigarettes that they're working on. Of course, they're both insane. In fact, they're so desperate to appeal to more customers that I think you couldn't tell real ideas from fake ones.
Are you daring me, Matt Pack?
I am daring you. You know what? Let's call this Name That Carcinogen.
All right, bring it.
All right. We made commercials for three new types of cigarettes.
Okay.
Two of them are real. One's fake. You tell me which is which.
Okay.
Here's the first ad.
Sure, your palate is dulled from years of tar, nicotine, and carcinogens, but that doesn't mean you don't love a good steak, a nice bottle of wine, or an expensive perfume you can't smell because you've destroyed your sense of smell. You want a cigarette that meets your refined tastes. And now there is one. Marlboro's new Clove and Spice Cigarette. A tastier nicotine fix. Nobody wants to kiss an ashtray, but everyone wants to kiss an ashtray that tastes like nutmeg.
That sounds just classy and delicious.
You know, something to smoke while you read the Crate and Barrel catalog?
Like French kissing potpourri or something. Mm. All right, that was Marlboro Clove and Spice Cigarette?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You ready for number two?
Yeah.
The only thing you love more than your cigarettes is Mother Earth. But the last thing you'd want to do is contribute to global warming. Now you don't have to. Introducing Marlboro Green, the world's first carbon-neutral cigarette. For every pack you buy, we plant an acre of new-growth forest in the Brazilian Amazon basin. Marlboro Green. The cigarette that makes sure our planet will be here for years to come. Even if lung cancer, make sure that you're not.
I wish that one's the real one. I know I have to wait and find out, but that's like a convenient smoke.
It is.
Sounds like Al Gore found the cigarette for himself. Okay, I hope everyone at home is keeping track of which of these products sounds fake.
And I hope they're furiously smoking the last of their old cigarettes so they can run out and buy these when the segment's done. Here's the last one.
You live your life on the go. There's a sales meeting at 8, a conference call at 10, and emphysema treatment at 12. You don't have time to kick back and take a smoke break. Now you have Marlboro Intense. A more focused cigarette for a more focused user. Marlboro Intense gives you all the nicotine, tar, and formaldehyde of a normal cigarette in half the time. With Marlboro Intense, you can live every minute of every day to the fullest. Until you die from lung cancer.
That cannot be true.
Which ones are the real ones?
Just because Marlboro Intense cannot be real, it means that, I guess, Marlboro's going to plant an acre of trees in a rainforest. And I do see people wanting to have a mouth that tastes like clove and spice.
Well, Faith, you're half right. Marlboro Intense is real.
What?
People, the cigarette companies think that people are smoking less because they don't have time to finish a full cigarette.
Oh my God.
So they've made a cigarette that's twice as strong.
Oh my God. So you're going to tell me that Marlboro Green isn't real?
Marlboro Green is not real.
Oh my God. Who's going to buy Marlboro Intense? People who want to kill themselves quicker.
Very intense, suicidal people.
I'm flummoxed. Thank you, Matt Pack.
Thank you.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, puff, puff. And if you pump yourself to death, tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you just hate making a wake. But you gotta have another cigarette.